and as chief White House correspondent for Fox News, an older Brett Baer was back in the Rose Garden, yelling questions at then-President George W. Bush as he walked away from the podium. Older and wiser, I understood more fully that such questions, uncomfortable as they may be, are essential to our free press. Fast forward 10 years from there, and as Fox News chief political anchor and host of Special Report with Brett Baer, I regularly invite then Education Secretary and now radio talk show host Bill Bennett on the Special Report panel to talk about the stories of the day. From that October 5, 1987 Rose Garden event at the White House to the present, it all comes full circle. And writing about Reagan feels personal to me. In writing this book, I spent time at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. If you've never been to a presidential library, they are wonderful places to experience the people and events that shaped our country. Reagan's library is very special. It sits on top of a hill overlooking the valley, and the road going up is lined with banners picturing U.S. presidents from George Washington to Donald Trump. They flap in the breeze, historical markers and patriotic flags, a